and further up around Newcastle area.
Blog Talk Radio.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Fans of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will get a chance to say goodbye today. Her body will lie in repose at the Supreme Court through tomorrow. Ginsburg's fame came from more than just her legal arguments. Texas A&M University Professor of Law Meg Penrose says Ginsburg was a pop culture icon.
I think she came to really enjoy being seen as notorious RBG. That iconic characterization actually empowered an entire group of female law students.
A private interment will be held next week at Arlington National Cemetery. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron plans to announce his decision on possible charges in the Breonna Taylor case this afternoon. Cameron's office hasn't confirmed the time or location of the announcement, but the Louisville Courier-Journal reports the time is expected to be around 1:30 p.m. Eastern. The chairman of the Senate Health Committee opened a hearing today saying he's very optimistic about the rapid search for a coronavirus vaccine. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander then asked infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci if college students on campuses where COVID-19 has been discovered should be sent back home.
Absolutely not, Mr. Chairman. They should be able to accommodate the students in a facility, maybe a separate dorm or a separate floor, so they don't spread among the student body.
The coronavirus has claimed more than 200,000 lives in the U.S. A Russian activist is out of the hospital after a suspected poisoning. Bill Zimfer reports.
After 32 days in the hospital, 24 of them in intensive care, Russian anti-Kremlin activist Alexei Navalny has been discharged from a German hospital. Navalny became ill last month during a domestic flight in Russia, and laboratories in Germany, France, and Sweden have confirmed he was poisoned with Novichok.
A Pro Football Hall of Fame running back is dead. Gale Sayers was 77. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and rain showers at times today. High temperatures around 62, 63 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 57 for Thursday and running up into the weekend. More clouds and rain expected. A little windy on Friday. Other than that, wet and cloudy. High temperatures hovering in the mid-60s. Low temperatures in the mid to high 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. If you've been listening to the Dr. Pat Show for the past hour, welcome back to all of you. And for those of you out there that are just tuning in or listening to this through the podcast mechanism, it's great to have all of you. Look, last show you heard me talk about this world. I call it sometimes this world that we cannot see, but we know. We know. We just know. Now, the question really has been for me in my lifetime, and it has been the question of, do I live my life in this level of connection, or is it something that I do when I'm caught between a rock and a hard place? And so what am I talking about? Well, one of the most interesting words that I've come across in, I think it's 16 years now, Benny, 16 years, one of the most interesting words I've come across and know very little about, but completely drawn to it. And you've heard Sarah Maine talk about it when she talks about, you know, a timeless wisdom in Sanskrit. But it's a word that on occasion I have mispronounced, rudely pronounced, never pronounced, and to this day, not really sure. But I know when I've seen the word, I immediately tune in to something about it. Some people say Deva. Some people say Diva. Some people talk about it in different ways. But today, my very special guest, an author and much more, Jacqueline Elaine, joining me here today, is the author of a book that so explains to me why in my own life, and many of you, I know you've gone through this, why situations that should have turned out, I can't stand that word, but I need to say it, should have turned out really awful because of something else that maybe you tapped into, you got another possibility. But what is it that we can learn about this kingdom and our relationship with natural spirits that provide us with possibilities, potentiality, and high-performance solutions for life? What is it about this we know, but yet we are holding back to implement? Today, I've got somebody here that's going to give us a modern view of some timeless wisdom that could be the answer to a lot of stuff. Jacqueline, great to have you here.
Thank you. It's a privilege and a pleasure.
Am I saying your name right, Jacqueline?
You are.
Did I get that right? How did I do with Deva? I knew I got it wrong. So I'm going to hear from Sarah Maine on that. Deva.
I'm not an expert on that in the slightest, but when you think about how the Spanish and the Italians say the letter E,
that's it.
It's more an A, isn't it?
And I should know that.
Probably Deva, but you know, I'm not an Indian speaker, a Sanskrit.
No, but you're right about it because you're absolutely right. But here's the thing I want to talk to you about. It doesn't matter how I say it. When I see the word, something happens to me.
Sure.
Okay. I was talking to, Benny, another table tennis story, okay? So in the last show, I talked about my Japanese partner, right? But I myself and, you know, Dipti, we own the rights to the gold medal here in Washington State, right, in this sport. And you know, she is a woman from India. And so when you play things or when you get in relationship with people that have something unusually insightful that you've never had the opportunity in my life to experience, there's a realm that we get to explore. And I think this is part of the realm that you are talking about in this book. See, I can't explain to you why every time I see that word, whether it's the name of a woman that does music. So I want to ask you about this. What is the energy that this brings forward that's also in your book? It's an energy, isn't it?
It is. And I struggled for quite a few years to actually try and convey that energy in writing. When I started it way back in 2006, and 2006, 2007, I wrote quite a lot at the prompting of a Scottish farmer friend. But it was coming out very academic, and I thought, academic writing is kind of easy for me anyway.
Yeah, it is for me too.
Yeah, and But I realized that I wasn't striking the right note, quite literally, with it. So I put it away. And over the following 10 years, I kept, you know, going back to it. I had all the files on my computer and all the material was all there. But I just let it percolate away sometimes. You know, I think today people are wanting to get things out in a hurry. But I think the lasting things and the deep things actually take time. They take time for you to digest them. They take time for you to mature in your thinking or at a more subtle level. And in 2017, I just suddenly knew I had the key to it. So that's when I, you know, sat down and got back to it, 2017, 2018, were totally dedicated to the book. So it was about, instead of, I think, because we, particularly in the West and modern West, you know, we've got this separation thinking going on.
Yeah.
So, and that's our sort of modus operandi, and especially if we're quite sort of mental beings in the sense of, you know, we use our mental body a lot. Then we forget that actually the connection is more subtle than that. And to make that connection with other people, we need to get into that mode of feeling the connection. And that comes out in the words.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to me. And I'm so glad that you did write this. And it has been extremely difficult, especially when you're talking with other people, when you're trying to explain an experience, right? But this has been a timeless conversation that we as humans have had going way, way back, to even before we could actually speak a language, right? You know, we have seen glimpses of this notion of this subtle world, as you call it, our relationship with the subtle world. And as time has gone on, you know, the language has shown up through imagery and visualizations. I wanted to ask you about this because our modern culture, our pop culture, right? Some people call it pop. I like to call it our modern culture. You know, the thing that taps us into digital, radio, television, the whole thing. We have never had more content based on storytelling, fae communities, fairies, gnomes, angelic. We have never had more content coming to bear on this than ever before. What do you think is calling for this message, the thing that called you to put this in writing? What is being needed to, what is being called for, right?
Oh, I think it's connection.
Yeah.
I think we've... we've so divorced ourselves, particularly from nature, and decided that, you know, we can do whatever we like to it, that we've lost that sense that everything is interconnected. And I think, you know, this is a key theme in the book, is why do we say that we're interconnected? What is the mechanism? And it's this Deva kingdom that's the mechanism.
Yeah.
But it gets a little more highbrow than that in the sense that this kingdom of Deva connects us to matter.